back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and start with the obvious. Yes, I did pick up glasses today, and what I find is I bought a very light pair because one of the things I've noticed, the thing that pushed me over the edge was that when I look at the screen, I was starting to slouch forward more and more in order to see the screen. And I'm noticing now that I don't have to do that anymore. So I'm pleased. I did get to see far. And, you know, when I walked away, I had them on, and it was kind of, yeah, I can see the trees, the leaves, and whatnot much more clearly. But I just don't like having them on my face. But, you know, because the other ones, they have the heavier frame and whatnot. And so this is the ones that I'll probably wear during the day, and I'll probably still go out without them. Because it just, yeah. But anyway, but good news. I got a card today in the mail to Mrs. Dorothy Jane Kozlowski, and it came back. You know, I'm sorry, it's not getting any easier. You turn to the state, and next week they may turn on you. Remember, the person who loves you is not your dad, but me. Please take my hand again. You promised. I love you, I love you, I love you, your man. I couldn't read it from the card because it's covered up. You know, I made that line many, many years ago. The person who loves you is not your dad, it's me. Because it's the 2 Timothy 3, I think it is, where, you know, men lead women astray. And I think that's exactly what he's doing to her. I'm sorry, but this is my wife, and I love her. And I believe she's been led astray. The way she twists the scripture, you know, again, for the few times that I've actually heard something from her, like the way she used Galatians 5, for freedom's sake, Christ has set you free, used that to be applicable to marriage. I'm sorry. That is twisting scripture horrendously. But her dad does that. So again, that's where I say the person who loves her is not her dad. It's me. Because I'm going to tell her the truth. And maybe we can get on that a little bit too. But also, I sent my postcard today to Leo, my grandson. Your mom's birthday is coming up. Please give her an extra hug for me. Love, Granddaddy. I'm a granddaddy. That's interesting. Never had a grandkid. I have at least three. I am a granddaddy. But, you know, it would be nice to actually, you know, when I hear Chris talking about the joy he has with his grandkids. I celebrate with him. He can do that. But anyway. One other thing, because a busy day. You know, don't tell anybody, but I had a bug. And I worked in that today. And cleaned up, and so I pointed to it, but then I got so too distracted, you know, besides picking up the glasses and whatnot. And when I did that, it took longer than I expected because I didn't visit Miss Lillian today. I did see her just from the obviousness of the vehicle in the driveway. Her son was there visiting her, so when I went by, but another gentleman that I've talked with many times. He invited me into his house, and I was there for I don't know how long. Our communications is very strained because he doesn't speak English. It's not the guy physically next door doesn't speak a word of English. And we have talked. He's the one that gave me the ride a week or two ago. And but this gentleman lives down the street. He has a broken English, and I've talked with his wife more as an interpreter. But we talked, and it was difficult. But we talked about a shared joy in Christ. So that was an encouragement. And I'm grateful I could do that, you know, because that's so different than some of the other dialogues I get into. But, you know, I noticed something. He's a human being created in the image of God. It's going around. But I saw something, and it really hit me because it touches in several areas. And I'll have, it just happens to be on Kozlowski.org, a video from, dare I say, Al Jazeera. And it's Muslim TikToker attacked over Jeffrey Marsh grooming claims. And this is the only thing I know about this from that little blurb. And I'm assuming there's a whole bunch more that's been talked about or whatnot. And of course, I don't do TikTok. You know, no, I don't do TikTok. but so I saw this thing and I thought about it. Because how much is there sensationalism and so forth? But, you know, it's easy to look at the woman wearing hijab and say, well, she's whatever, because she's Islamic. And, you know, so you can go off into that direction. The image that they used, with her, because her eyes are very, you know, kind of puffed out in the image that they used. And I didn't think it was very flattering. She has a very full face. And, so it gives you an impression that you could walk away not very flattering of her. However, then you look at the gentleman, and it's a pain to say that, you know, with his earrings and his makeup and whatnot. And then you look at the video and where they do some snippets of what he says. This man's dangerous. This man is tremendously dangerous. If that is an accurate representation of what he's advocating, this man is dangerous. And one, so there are a couple things. One is the guy may have a better presentation. He may have more resources behind him. This woman, who is calling him out, may not, be as, perhaps not as skilled, perhaps not, don't have the resources behind her. And it's easy. I don't know if she is. I don't know if she's domestic or foreign. But it's easy especially in the U.S. or in the West, to belittle her simply because of the hijab. But I'm sorry. I can't do that. She's a human being created in the image of God. And what she is stating, at least assuming that this 2-minute, 3-minute video that Al Jazeera produced is reasonably accurate, I definitely stand with her. You know, the implication is that she has been physically threatened because of what she says, calling out this guy for being a groomer. You know, groomer used to be, you know, keeping your hair in place and whatnot. It's not that anymore, is it? No. And if, you know, I don't think... I really doubt the little snippets of him are out of context. There is a real tiny, tiny, tiny possibility that it's out of context, but I don't think so. From the way he looks, the way his, you know, the makeup and whatnot, the tone of this man, saying, you know, apparently kind of get kids, talk to me privately. Don't let your parents know. This man's dangerous. And if a Muslim woman is protecting a child or warning a child, warning families, look, this guy is after your kids. Am I going to say, you wear a hijab, I'm not going to talk to you, I'm not going to listen to you, you must be wrong. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I found that whole thing fascinating. And what did it bring to mind? Some time ago, there was a video done, A Christian Perspective on the U.S. Detention of Iran's Press TV Journalist, Masriya Hashemi. That was, of course, me. I did this January 20 of 2019. So much easier to read that right now. I just watched it. It was 20 minutes or so, or whatever it was. You know, so 4 years ago, Masaru Hashimi was born in the United States, grew up in a Christian home. Apparently, you know, and I was reminded by this, but this is something that sunk in. She didn't understand the whole concept of the Trinity. It didn't make sense to her. And she apparently saw Islam as, you know, as truly monotheistic, and became a Muslim. Ended up, I don't know how she ended up in Iran, but she is in Iran. And she's been in Iran for a long time. And she works for Press TV, which is the state-run television network. And they actually produce some really good stuff. The interesting thing is YouTube took them down long before they took down RT. but, you know, it's you know, she hosted a program called The Debate. And I used to watch that a lot because, you know, there are so many other programs I see where you have two sides. You know, for example, there was a recent thing I watch. I hardly see them anymore, but I see occasionally James White, his Alpha and Omega ministry. And he's with Jeff Durbin. Both of them are pastors of a church, and they were they have apologia studio. The two of them debate on how do you pronounce that, either apologia or apologia. But anyway, I lean with White in apologia, apologia. You can say it wrong myself. Anyway, but you know, because if you go it's Blue Letter Bible, and you check the word, he does say apologia. But anyway, the two of them debated a woke pastor promoting homosexuality and so forth, and so it was two against one. But the thing was, it was the constant interruption. They ganged up on him. It was not a reasonable debate. White constantly talks about the formal debates that he's done and things of that nature, but they ganged up on him. You know, they would interrupt him. I'm sorry. If you're going to deal with somebody, to engage them and say, I think you're wrong, you don't shout them down. You allow them to bring their case to the table, and then you refute their case. You don't simply, let me interrupt, because it was a concern. However, the debate on Press TV, more often than not, has been very good. When I used to watch it, I haven't seen it as much of late, because it's harder to get to. You know, because even the U.S. government took down PressTV.com. But if you go to PressTV.ir, it's there. Anyway, that's a whole other issue. But again, if we don't rationally engage, we silence. Why do you silence? Because you're scared, or because what you stand on is irrational. But you can't back it up. So you're exerting power, not saying I can defend myself. I'm not ready to give an answer for the hope is in me. I have a bigger club than you do. That's what the U.S. does. That's what the U.S. does as a government. That's what we do through our corporate entities like Google or, you know, YouTube. They shut them down. It's the whole point of centralizing control, so you can now say who can speak and who can't. Anyway, but I did the video because I think it's important when somebody you disagree with, someone who follows Islam, is being mistreated. Especially by those who are part of your community, such as fellow Americans, or especially because they're fellow Christians. You defend that person, whether it's a Muslim, an atheist, a Buddhist, a Hindu, a Zoroastrian, whatever, a Sikh. You do not say, I'm sorry, because I disagree with you, I'm not going to defend you. No, they're a human being created in the image of God. And we don't beat up on others. We love them. We do good to those who persecute you. And we do good to those who don't have the same foundation as we do. We bless. We do not curse. And I really think this is a big deal. And I want to encourage my kids. So this thing happened, this TikTok thing from Al Jazeera. Again, doing stuff in Al Jazeera is kind of like, because they do a whole lot of stuff, a bunch of stuff that I've seen that is really twisted propaganda. And so I'm, you know, but it's not, you know, it's the same reason I will stand with the individual and the family of Shireen Abdul Akhli. Because I did some study on her and how she was assassinated by the Israeli government. She was a reporter for Al Jazeera. She has apparently dual citizenship, or, you know, being born, I think she was born in Jerusalem, but she also has American citizenship. She's a fellow Christian in Islam working for Al Jazeera, which is kind of like, I'm so confused. Anyway. And she was killed. And, you know, again, because it really got, I think I mentioned before, it's really got to me when I saw, you know, the moment after she was assassinated. There's the video of it. And I've seen a lot more of it, of that. And to see her laying on the ground there, she was apparently dead immediately, which is, you know, because otherwise, to die slowly, I think, is horrible. But apparently she was dead immediately because she was shot in the head. But the woman standing next to her. And I looked at her face. And I could see in her. Ah! And as I pointed out, a month ago or so, 2 months ago, whatever it was, she apparently is now in Lebanon, in a university or something of that nature. She couldn't take it. She had to leave. And I respect that. Oh, do I respect that. You know, because my concern, Shireen Abdul Akhli, her family obviously has a hole in their family, which is a big deal. But this woman also, she was at the event. She stood next to her as she watched her coworker die. And what does that do to a person? Anyway, this woman, I don't think her name is mentioned. The guy, and you look at the picture. This is a guy, the earrings, the lipstick, and whoa, Jeffrey Marsh. Wow. You know, these are the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. And these are the people that have the stage domestically right now, really strong in Canada. I think pretty strong in the UK. I don't know how much in other places in Western Europe. Some places, you know, there are some, you know, some national leaders embrace these people. That would be like President Biden. Or Brandon, whatever his name is, you know, who brings these kind of people, his press secretary, you know, a lesbian woman, the guy who is something to do with some secretary of health or undersecretary of health or whatever, and he dresses as a woman. He's a man. I'm sorry. He's a man. He's involved with health. And there's the other guy, second level cabinet, you know, subordinate to a cabinet position, I think, who's developed a reputation for, you know, being the transvestite kind of thing, wearing dresses and whatnot, and stealing people's luggage. there was the somebody, I saw somebody say, you know, I saw him in a very unique dress. And some woman says, he stole that from my luggage. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like, because he has this habit of stealing luggage from, you know, when he flies at airports, which is, you know, so this is leadership in the U.S. government. Canadian government has a whole lot of the same thing. You know, it was Trudeau's line of why are there so many women in his cabinet or whatever it's called? And he said, because it's 2021 or whatever it is, or whatever year it was. You know, because it's politically correct, not because they're qualified. You know, it's the same thing I pointed out. You know, great is Artemis of the Americans, you know, my twist on Acts 19, because the Artemis program, when we shot the rocket up and it did go around the moon, you know, unmanned at this point, but it, you know, the first flight made it around the moon. And what was the celebration? Now we can bring a person of color and a woman to the moon. Not a qualified person. But they have to have those person characteristics, because we're not racist. But if you don't qualify by a particular race, then you're obviously not qualified. There's something wrong here. Anyway, reasoning. But, you know, if anyone were to say, we don't want this kind of stuff, we don't want parent one, parent two, and parent three, we want mom and dad, you got to condemn that man, of course, because that's Vladimir Putin's line. But if you say, oh yes, let's get behind, let's teach. You know, when I saw the photo, and then it became a news item, including in, you know, I even saw in Babylon Bee the photo of a, in San Francisco area, I'm pretty sure it was, a gentleman's club, loosely termed, the neon sign on the wall, one of several, said it doesn't lick itself. You know how disgusting that is, especially when you try to tell that to kids. It is horrendous. Made in USA, being exported to the world. It's disgusting. So when I look at this man with his lipstick and earrings, and I look at this woman wearing a hijab with her, you know, again, a very full face, and the picture they're showing her is with her, you know, her eyes are, you know, wide open. They show him in a reasonable position. They show her as kind of a little weird. And it surprises me they would do this. I stand with the woman, not the man, beyond question. Even though I contend that she's probably following, she is Islamic. So, you know, she's following a false faith. But again, as I also did, love the Muslim and contend with Islam. Because the Muslim is a human being created in the image of God. Islam, their faith, I will contend, is a fallacy. So I don't condemn them. I try to point them that the Jesus that they have in the Quran, who is born of the Virgin Mary, as the Quran states, who did not go to the cross, who did not die on the cross. It was only, it only appeared to be so, as the Quran states, who is coming again, as the Quran states, but is just a man, because Allah said, be, and it is, as the Quran states. I will contend the Quran has it wrong, because Jesus Christ is the creator who entered his creation to redeem his elect. He is part of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, not as the Quran indicates, suggests, the Father, Mary, and Jesus. No, I'm sorry. Jesus Christ is Lord. And I will stand and I will do what I can to lovingly encourage this woman to stand firm against those who are trying to destroy their kids, but also point her to Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, not the prophet Jesus. And this gentleman, I would call on him to repent. He's a sodomite. And we know what happened to Sodom. And I have a son who's just that same way, isn't he? Jack, please, repent. Jesus is the Christ, unambiguously. He offers grace. You're described in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10, and I hope 11 too, and such were some of you. That is my hope for you, my son, Jack. If you ever need to reach out, I'm here. As long as I have breath, I'm here. And I'm open to you. As well as Leo, who would be wonderful to have a conversation with him, and Leo's mom, who, you know, some time ago, and this has been rather damaged, took this photo and even came up with this line. They are one until death. Let me remind someone about that. This hand in the picture, the two hands, the male hand happens to be these hands. The female hand is my wife's, Dorothy Jane Kozlowski, my wife. Romans 7, she's my wife. And I love her, and I want her back.